I'm so happy. I haven't seen Geraldine in a while, and Geraldine and I have known each other for years through the Maui Humane Society. The Maui Humane Society is a fabulous, fabulous organization, and I was just thrilled, Geraldine, to... Oh, you got your dog. What's your dog's name? I didn't introduce your dog either.
Hi, Cindy. Her name is Aspen.
Hi, Aspen. I see, from my viewpoint, I see Aspen's little feet, white paws underneath the table.
She's pretty shy, so she doesn't mind not...
Hi, Aspen. Her nose is sticking out. She's looking up under the table. That is so cute. She doesn't talk, though. We can't interview her. Okay. But I just have to say congratulations.
Thank you.
I have to thank Nancy. She sent me the information about what you've achieved. And I remember when you got in there and you used to do marketing, you know mm-hmm. all about the marketing, but you took over for the Maui Humane Society and you achieved a major, major goal. And I don't know if a lot of people are aware of it. You know, it's funny. We think of the Humane Society in certain ways, and I mean, there's people who just adore the Humane Society, and some people go, oh my gosh, I kill all these animals, and there's people in the like it. Well, tell us about the good news.
Well, we have so much good news, but the most recent is that we decided it was time to really shout from the rooftops and let the community know about the number of animals that we have been able to save, specifically dogs. Recently, that's what we wanted to share with the community.
Yes.
So we've been able to, in fiscal 17, and we just ended that year, we were able to save 92% of dogs that came through our doors.
Wow. I want people to take that in.
Yeah.
I know some, maybe they're driving and doing other things. 92% of the dogs were saved in this last fiscal
exactly.
year. That is massive.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah. And what I really want people to understand about the Humane Society is how we function. We function as an open admission shelter, which means we don't have the option of turning any animal away. We don't pick and choose. Mm-hmm. We accept every animal, regardless of age or breed or health or behavior. So we were pretty proud that we were able to save more than 9 out of 10 dogs that came to us.
That's
that
wonderful.
Came through our doors.
That is really fantastic. And the ones that weren't able to be saved, were some of them had very serious health conditions.
They fall into two categories. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. They either weren't safe for us to adopt out and put back out into the community. They either came to us with bite history, or they exhibited behavior while in our care that made us feel that they weren't safe to put back out. Or it was dogs with such severe medical conditions, or they were truly at the end of their life, mm-hmm. that there was no treatment available that would allow them to have quality of life. And so we determined that it would be inhumane.
Now, there's some stories, just so people know, you mm-hmm. have done such work to save some animals. There's been times you have bent over backwards to do surgeries and to save animals that many would say, well, no, you can't do anything, right?
Yeah, people are surprised continuously. And there are some days, I mean, because we look at every animal individually, every dog individually. What is this dog's needs? And do we have the resources to meet those needs? And if we don't have the resources, can we get them? That's what we ask ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we routinely have, I mean, it's not even just once in a while. We routinely have dogs that come in that need surgery, extensive surgeries. And if it isn't something we can do in-house, then we refer them out to another veterinarian in town that maybe does that type of surgery.
I don't think people realize that you're doing that.
I think a lot of people don't know that either. And,
yeah.
and so thank you for having me on your show to help share that information.
Well, I am just thrilled because that's a major, major achievement. And there's a lot of reasons that's happened. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of outreach. There's also been the successful program, which mm-hmm. Where you fly dogs mm-hmm. out. Mm-hmm. You actually have found homes for them.
Oh, yes.
And the Wings of Aloha, I think that's called. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that. Has that program been successful?
It's been, yes, very successful. We look at the Wings of Aloha, we launched that program in 2012, frankly, out of desperation, because there's not enough homes on this island for the animals that were coming through our doors. And there is nothing sadder than seeing a dog sitting in his kennel, a wonderful dog, just waiting and waiting and waiting. So we launched that program. We currently have about 17 transfer partners on the mainland that guarantee placement.
Wow.
So these animals are not at risk when we fly them to our transfer partners. We have wonderful relationships with them. And we just recently started sending cats in the last year, too. And so this last year in fiscal 17, we sent to be exact, 649 animals we flew to the mainland.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I had no idea it was that much, Geraldine. Yeah. 649.
Every one of those animals needed a flight reservation and a health certificate.
And people don't know how much that would cost. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's an expensive process.
It has been. And it's, you know, fortunately, we have the airlines that work very closely with us, and mm-hmm. they help us with some of those costs. But it's our donors and our supporters who really truly care and want to make an impact. And so this is a donor-funded program. We hope that someday we won't need it.
Yeah.
And that's why we work so hard to promote spay and neuter in the community.
Yeah. In fact, you have spay and neuter in-house now.
We do.
That's a massive thing.
Yeah.
Because you did a very successful job of bringing in a group mm-hmm. that was doing in spaying and neutering, but it wasn't full-time, obviously. They could come and you'd have about quarterly these spay and neuter clinics.
Yeah, so we offered 14 what we call MASH clinics.
Mm-hmm.
We were fortunate enough to have another agency from the mainland come in and do the first two with us. And then we hit the ground running, and we then did 12 more, using our own staff, our own volunteers, and then we would bring in a team of about 10 from the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
And what was our last clinic? We did just over 700 animals in 4 days.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have seen a difference from this,
huge.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, we have. Spay neuter works. We are very happy to say that our intake for dogs this year is down by about 20%.
Wow.
And cats are down about 12%.
That's fantastic.
And we do believe that we have spay and neuter, our aggressive spay and neuter campaign to thank for that.
Well, that's a huge one. And I was so happy to see, I know you and I are old enough that we remember the fur ball, but it was mm-hmm. on hiatus for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone would say, oh my gosh, what about that fur ball? It was mm-hmm. always so much fun. Mm-hmm. And it actually had started a long time ago.
Yeah.
It has deep roots and it's a lot of fun. And mm-hmm. everyone likes a good party. And the fur ball is very creative and fun, and it's coming back again.
It is. So we, after about 5 years of, as you say, a hiatus, we brought Furball back last September. We didn't know what to expect. It was the first one that had happened in a while, and we sold out a month early.
Wow.
And it was so much fun. I mean, truly, we got such positive feedback about that event. So, of course, we are having it again, and it's September 9th, and it'll be at the Four Seasons. And it is
a lovely place for it.
It is the Great Catsby.
Prohibition. Prohibition. Oh, my gosh. There's always fun play on words. A great cat's bait.
Yes,
so you get to dress up like a flapper.
Yes, if you'd like to. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Roaring 20s.
Yeah. So tell us what you're going to be doing for this one.
Oh, boy. Well, we're going to be helping a lot of animals from this event. So if you care about animals, we'd like to see you there. And if you care about having a good time, and dressing up is optional. But we will have live music, big band era. We'll have gambling. We will have it's the casino room, right?
Yeah.
We'll have that. Wonderful. I've kind of had a sneak peek at the silent auction list. Holy cow.
Really?
Yes. And so we'll have silent auction and live auction. And we'll have some dancing demos so you can get out there. There's a dance group coming in and you can do a quick dance lesson if you're
really?
Not in the casino. Yep. It's going to be a great time.
The old style flapping mm-hmm, dance, mm-hmm, flappers dancing. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
I forget the names of those ones,
yeah,
but that'd be fun.
Yep. So
it's
September 9th, which is a Saturday, and starts at 5 o'clock.
So we really, I mean, I know it seems like ages, but we're really only a month and a few days
mm-hmm.
away from this.
Mm-hmm. And when you're planning an event, it feels like it's tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it does. And you sold out a month in advance before.
We did. Yeah.
So so this is big time, folks. So mm-hmm. this is something you want to get on, even like it seems a long ways away, but we're a month and a few days away from the fur ball, and it's going to be such a fabulous event.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And but you can't bring your pet, can you?
No, you can't bring your pet, but we can. So
we'll have some. Yeah.
We will have a couple four-legged friends strolling
available
around there.
Any pets available for
I don't know what our I don't I'm not in charge of that, Cindy. Okay. That's meant for people who have much more information than me. But I do know that we're going to have some four-legged furry friends there.
You know, it wouldn't be right if you didn't. I mean, absolutely. Yeah. And so is this like a poo-poos and drinks? Is that what it is?
Oh, it's everything. Poo-poos, drinks, and a full buffet.
A full buffet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. And how much are tickets?
Tickets are $175, and I'm not sure where we're currently at. I think last week we had just about 100 tickets left.
Really? So,
So we want to encourage people, please don't wait. Even though I know that on Maui that's how we do things, please don't wait. If you'd like to come to Furball, please get your ticket, and you can go to our website,
I'm amazed. Only 100 tickets left.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, this is really important. So what is the best way to get tickets for this?
Probably going to our website, and you can purchase them right online, and it's mauihumanesociety.org. And right on our front page, it's going to say right there, the Great Catsby Furball. So you can click on that. And if you don't want to purchase them online, the number and the extension of which person to call and purchase your tickets is there.
I know your number, but I never get the extensions right. 877-3680.
But everybody, extension? Well, that's a good question. Okay. I don't know.
You can call Geraldine.
It's on the website.
We're going to give you Geraldine's personal extension. Well, no, we'll give them Nancy's extension.
Yes, give them Nancy's, yes. Yeah.
But it's good to know extensions because you have a lot of people working there.
We do. We have just about 50 right now on staff. Wow. And Cindy, you will never meet a more caring, compassionate group of people.
It's true.
I mean, truly. I mean, some of our staff started out at the shelter as volunteers, mm-hmm. or maybe as, you know, supporters of ours or adopters, and, you know, care enough about animals that they wanted to make it their career. Mm-hmm. So we're very appreciative for the team that we have because we couldn't be doing what we do without them.
Well, and it's just been some really creative marketing and ideas. And I think the Freddie birthday party was just, people loved it,
mm-hmm.
didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Freddie was amazing. The tortoise these days.
Freddie is the tortoise, and he was a teenager this year. So he turned 13. And we have his birthday on Easter weekend. So we do a big Easter egg hunt, and there's birthday cake and face painting and all kinds of things to do for the cakey. And so it's really a fun time. And it allows people to come to the Humane Society that maybe have never been there before.
Exactly.
Or maybe thought, you know, what do we always hear sometimes? Oh, I love animals, but it's going to be sad. And it's like, no, it's not a sad place. Come see.
In fact, you just did a great summer camp, just winding down the summer camp for the kids.
Yeah.
My co-host on The Buzz in the morning show, Piper, my co-host Shaggy's daughter, Piper, was there doing the walking the dogs and participated in love.
Nice.
That was her summer camp, was at the Humane Society.
Yep.
And she loved it. On top of that, there's always exciting things going on. The calendar is always popular, the Christmas calendar. And people really got into it. Now, are all the photos in for the Christmas calendar yet, or where's that stand?
Photos are in. The calendar actually comes out in October. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'll start selling them then. And then this Saturday, we have our doggest birthday party. I don't know if you had seen that.
The doggest? What's that?
Well, it's the universal birthday of shelter dogs.
Oh.
So on Saturday, we have a big birthday party for all shelter dogs, adopted or who are still available.
Aww.
And so again, birthday
Does
cake.
Does Aspen get to go?
Aspen really wouldn't enjoy that. She likes being on her bed in my office.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, but of course, you know, birthday cake, because you always have to have, I mean, Aww. When don't you want cake?
So what hours?
It starts at 11, I believe. And I think 11 to 1.
And anyone can come down and
anyone
celebrate
can come down,
bring, and have some birthday cake?
Again, I think there's going to be things for kids to do, face painting and whatnot. And they can, what's the deal? They can create birthday cards for the shelter dogs.
Aww.
And so, yeah, it's going to be just
and
a fun little.
And the dogs would love it.
Yep.
I mean, because those dogs are very aware of the love and energy they get, and they like to be around people.
Oh, they do. Absolutely.
So it's a chance for them to have a birthday party that they would never have otherwise. My
That's
gosh.
Right.
How sweet is that?
Yeah.
Oh, and people will fall in love with some of the dogs. You know that, of course. They will.
We kind of hope so.
Yes.
But that information is on our website, too. So.
Well, I just, you know, we have Warren Eckstein that runs here on Saturdays, and he always says, and I hope people realize, don't buy a dog from a puppy mill. Buy a dog. I know Doreen Virtue lived here, and she loved getting dogs from your shelter. She got many of her dogs from her shelter. always get a dog. There's beautiful dogs mm-hmm. for everyone at the shelter. Mm-hmm. Don't go buying a dog. You can get a lovely dog. Any dog for any kind of person is at the shelter.
Yep.
And save that dog's life.
That is true.
You know, and make that dog happy again. That yep. dog doesn't want to be in the shelter. You can make that dog so happy. And to be a loving companion for life, you know?
Absolutely. You know, where my office is in the back of the shelter, and so I have to go up front if I want to use the restroom or whatnot. And I routinely come back into the modular where our administrative offices are and say, oh my gosh, we have amazing dogs out there right now. And then I realize I say that all the time.
I know. You have how many dogs?
I personally have three.
Three dogs, mm-hmm. all from the mm-hmm. shelter, I assume.
Oh, yeah. They're all, yeah. Not this shelter, but yeah.
Well, Geraldine, thank you so much. The number at the Humane Society, 877-3680. 877-3680, or go to MauiHumaneSociety.org. Mm-hmm. It's a great website.
Thank you.
And everything about all the events and the fur ball mm-hmm. and everything else is up there so people can find out what's going on up there as well. And it's really a great organization. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You've done a fabulous job.
You
really have. I'm just really happy that you're doing so well. Aloha.
Thank you, Cindy.